All right, we're back with our forum program, Lynn Davis, and I have another guest here in the studio, Steve Dunch. We're going to talk about an event called Treystock. Think of Woodstock, and this is the 50th right. anniversary of Woodstock.
Wow, and I didn't even think
yeah,
about
this
that.
Is how the 50th anniversary year.
How does that correlate into there? Yeah,
yeah, and
nice.
This is the 9th anniversary year for Treystock.
That's correct.
Well, welcome to Forum, first of all.
Well, thank you, and good to meet you.
Yeah, I'm glad you could drop by the studio and talk about this event, because I just want to throw it out there initially for our listeners. This is all about fantastic music and just an event that brings a lot of musicians together. When you have an event like this, and it's dirt cheap to get into, right? Mm-hmm. $10?
Yeah, there's no advanced ticket sales.
Bring your family.
You just come in, $10 admission, doing donations for food at the door too. But $10 admission, all ages, family event.
And I love that you can bring kids
Absolutely.
To see musicians do their right. thing, because it's so inspiring.
And there's also youth musicians playing there. There's a youth stage that we have. They range from 8 years old to high school age.
Steve, give us a little backstory on Treystock.
Mm-hmm. Well, Treystock actually initiated from a mutual friend of ours, Kent Trey Filer. He was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2010. He didn't have any health insurance for that, and mutual friends got together to help with his medical bills. And we said, let's get together, and initially they thought, what kind of benefit can we do? And of course, I'm a musician. All of his friends are musicians. He was a musician. So we said, well, let's do a big music event, get a bunch of bands together, and let's do this. And we did it for him the first year. He was in the hospital. We raised as much as we could for him. It was a fantastic event. And we got done. He got out of the operation, was kind of doing well there for a while, and he decided he wanted to give back to the local community, to all the people that helped him out. So he wanted to continue on with Treystock and give back to local charities and get bands together, different bands every year, kind of mix it up every year.
Mm-hmm.
And get people together that he knew. Even when he moved to Erie, we brought some people that he played with in Erie, got together and made an annual event out of it. He was a part of that until Treystock 5, and unfortunately, we lost him between 5 and 6.
Really sorry for your loss.
Yeah, it was tough. And Treystock 6 was the memorial year, probably our biggest year, because everybody knew that he had passed. So many members of his family had flown in from all over the country to come in for that. It was to celebrate his life and what he wanted to do for his legacy with Treystock. And we told him that we would continue on.
Wonderful. So, and you have, and it keeps growing.
Yes, and we're at Treystock 9 coming up here in April.
And it's happening at the Tiffany Banquet Center. Brookfield?
Yes, it's been there every year. We started there, and we decided, let's just keep going. The people there are great. Sandy over there is just awesome with us. And we said there's no reason to hold it anywhere else.
And the date, by the way, is April 6th.
April
6th. So it's this coming Saturday coming
right.
up.
Yeah.
And give me the, you just need to show up and pay your $10
yes.
at the door? Is
yeah,
that how it works?
The doors open at 5, and we do have a constant schedule of music, really, from 5:30 till about midnight. And that consists of 5 main acts on the main stage, and then 5 youth
acts. Yeah,
let's
mention them.
Yeah, we've got this year, like I said, every year it changes up. But this year we have Randy Velez. He's a vocal impressionist, plays all over. And he will sing to different tracks and in the style of the singer.
Okay.
So it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty cool. He's a great friend. And he will also be emceeing the event. And then we have the Zoo out of Newcastle, rock band.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard they're very good. I have not actually seen them personally.
I've heard good things about the Zoo.
Yeah. All In. They will be, this will be their second year, and that has some members from The Rage. And The Rage used to play several Treystocks. Happy to have them back. And then 5 Deep is the band that I play in, and we're Sharon and Brookfield based.
What instrument do you play?
I play bass.
Cool.
Yeah. Side note, Trey was a kind of a mentor to me. When I first started playing, I was playing in bars pretty young. And Trey was a few years older than me. And he kind of took me under his wing.
And, was he a bass player also?
No, guitar player.
Guitar player.
Yeah. And so I played in the band with him, and he kind of mentored me, as you could say. Let's see. Oh, and the last one is Radio Pulse. And that is some friends of ours that this is her first year playing Trace Talk. We're happy for that, you know, have them all here this year. And then as far as the youth bands, we have the Night Owls, Chicken Feet, The Rebellion, Nightshade, and Longview. Some of these groups are from the Rockstar U part of Hubbard Music. It's a program to get youth bands together as far as everybody that's taking lessons at Hubbard Music, and they kind of put bands together and they have shows on their own, but then we have them do some slots for us too.
Okay, and the support that Trace Talk receives from the attendance to the event has been so generous,
yes,
that you're now under the Community Foundation umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the proceeds from this event benefit several charities.
Every year it changes up. It's everything from the Ronald McDonald House to the Food Warehouse Backpack Program. You've got St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Strings for a Cure in Erie, which is for breast cancer. So we're just all over the map as far as every year we try to divvy it out, the funds differently to different charities. Right now, up to this point, we're nearly at $90,000.
It's a lot of money.
It is. And it's something when you see it in writing. You know, it's one thing when you're playing the shows and mm-hmm. you realize the event was good and you realize, oh, this was a really successful night. You see those figures, you say, wow, he would really
And
smile.
There are, I think you mentioned one, and there's Rockstar U Music Scholarships
yes.
is another one. There's
and that
there's
is through
some music
the Hubbard.
Elements in
yes.
there when it comes to donating to music programs.
Right. And the Rockstar U program, that's what I was referring to, is through Hubbard Music. That's for kids that maybe, you know, can't afford the lessons, or that, you know, as far as instruments go, we try to award scholarships for
mm-hmm.
them that
great.
Want to take those lessons. And I think that's also something else that Trey would be proud of.
So when you come to Trace Talk, Saturday, April 6th at Tiffany's Banquet Center on Bedford Road in Brookfield, you want to bring your $10 for your door admission, and you want to also bring some extra money because I see
right.
you guys are doing a Chinese auction.
We have, you know, every year it just seems like, well, maybe we'll scale it down. Maybe we'll scale it down.
No.
And the donations just come in, and we always have people donating baskets, and even before we ask,
yeah.
because they know that it's coming up. You know, after 9 years, they know that it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get emails, hey, we're ready for Trace Talk this year. Where can I deliver my basket? So the donations flow in. So it's just awesome. So we have three guitars that we're raffling off again this year.
Nice.
We have 50-50 raffle. We have t-shirts every year, different TVs and concert tickets to give away, and just really, really nice stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's a family event. They have food there. They do have a bar there for the adults. It's really something that you can bring the whole family to and really enjoy the evening.
Steve Dunch, it's been so nice to have you here. And we're talking again about Trace Talk, 9th Annual mm-hmm. Tiffany's Banquet Center, this Saturday coming up, April 6th. The doors open at 5. You need 10 bucks to get in.
That's it.
Need some money for the basket raffles.
Yep.
Please bring your kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cheap and great opportunity to expose them to live music.
That's exactly
and
right.
And fundraising and helping others.
Yes, and a really good time.
Steve, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, if you want to learn more about Trace Talk, find us on Facebook. Just type in Trace Talk. That's TreyStock. You can also go to tracestock.org, and it'll give you a bunch of information as far as the charities for this year, band lineup, times, a whole bunch of pictures, too.
Treystock.org. That's easy enough, and it's TreyStock.org.
That's it.
All right. Thank you again for coming in. It's been great to have you here. Great to hear about Trace Talk. Keep on the tradition for your good musician friend, and
plan on it.
Keep raising money for all those great causes.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. I'm Lynn Davis. This is Foreign. Really appreciate you listening to our program this morning. And if you have a nonprofit group or organization that you're part of, that you help out, that you work hard for, let us help you spread the word. Email a flyer about your event to Lynn Davis at y-103.com. We'll keep it posted in our studio. For mentions by our on-air talents, If you'd like to be featured on our forum program, same email, lynndavis@y-103.com, and we'll make it happen. You can also reach out to any Cumulus Media station in this market on our Facebook pages, K105, Hot 101, Y103 included. Thanks again. Have a blessed day.